And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I'm going to make a very special program. And what I'm going to do is talk as quickly as possible about how to get better, how to resolve your issues, okay? How to leave behind the baggage from the past and move forward to a creative life, okay? Now, I want to begin by saying that I only have 15 minutes, so this is like an infomercial, all right? It's like an infomercial. So, since you only get 15 minutes, you're going to have to pay close attention, and I'm going to have to go fast. But, hopefully, you will glean something from this program that could change your life for the better. Okay? Now, let's begin. What is it that is our biggest problem? No, it's not out there in the world. Admittedly, things can be rough out in the world. You know, people have a job, but then they lose a job, and you know, they have health issues or they don't have health issues, or there's issues with their family, or there's issues here and at work and so on and so forth. There's all that stuff going on, okay? But what's your biggest problem? Your biggest problem is that you are stuck between your ears. Your biggest problem is you spend most of your time lost in your thinking. Thinking, thoughts, worrying about the future, see, reliving the past, planning and scheming, trying to make things work out, which they never do, okay? Or then there's angry thoughts about what happened, see, unhappy thoughts. And then there are thoughts about, oh, life is not good, and, you know, people don't like me, and I'm not making enough money, and you know, these kinds of negative, mostly it's negative thoughts. And you spend all your time lost down there. When you're driving, you find yourself daydreaming. You could drive right back past the freeway exit. Okay, then when you're sitting quietly or laying in bed, there you are daydreaming. You lay down in bed at night, and you relive what happened during the day, planning for the future. And then when you're not doing that, then you're finding some kind of artificial virtual reality to fill your mind. You know, like playing video games or watching movies. Listening to music assists you in going off into your dream world. So you're lost between your thoughts. Now, this morning I was looking at a magazine. And there was some new kind of psychiatric medication there. And it was something about, it was talking about Alzheimer's, and it said psychosis, and then it said something about being disconnected from reality through confusion and loss of memory, okay? Well, the average person is psychotic. The average person, okay, is lost in thinking. They're separated from reality by being lost in their thoughts. See, now if the thoughts were noble and constructive thoughts, and if they had something to do with reality, you know, like Einstein's imagination and Einstein's intuition and his thinking, well, it was connected to reality, the way things are, okay, in the universe. But mostly, see, well, at work, maybe you're okay when you're at work. You know, you're thinking about how to solve a customer's issue or something like that. Well, that's okay. But as soon as you start dwelling upon yourself, see, as soon as you start dwelling upon anything involving you, then you become selfishly preoccupied with thoughts about yourself, what you want to do, what happened to you, what they said to you, blah, 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 blah. You see? And so you waste away most of your life lost there. And not only that, but your thoughts deceive you and your emotions deceive you. And when you follow them, they lead you into tragedy. So what you need to do to resolve your issues in life is to learn how to get out of your thinking. More after this announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. Yes, I've been on the air for 25 years and I've been helping folks. I do have a special meditation. Well, I have several actually, but I have a special meditation which is free that helps you to get out of thinking. I'm not saying that thought is wrong, nor am I saying that you should try to blank thought. No, that's not the idea. See? Nor am I saying that you should try to fantasize and visualize, a picture of a lake, a placid lake, and there you are laying by the lake. It's just pure fantasy. That's not going to help you in reality. See, it may temporarily, stop your morbid thoughts, but then they come back again because you're not in control of your own. See, you're not in control of your own thinking. See, when you surrender, what you don't realize is that there's a spiritual factor involved in all of this. See, we're not just apes or monkeys or cows. We are human beings with a soul. And we live in this physical plane, but we stand between two worlds. On one side of matter is heaven, and on the other side is hell. And we're kind of in between, okay? You're kind of in between the two. And along the way in life, you have various choices, okay? And eventually, see, you either go one way or they go the other. See, or you willingly, because you love, see, if you love truth, if you love that side of things, then eventually the day will come when you'll be sick and tired of the miserable life that you're living, and sick and tired of being angry and hateful and being willful and resenting people and all that sort of thing. And you'll let that go, and then you'll start to move forward and slowly find your way to the bright side, okay? To the light, to God, to heaven, okay? You'll move in that direction. And then you'll bring a little bit of heaven on earth. That's right, you'll bring a little bit of heaven on earth. But what do most people bring onto earth? They bring hell. The average family. The average family, you have a woman that hates her husband, resents her husband if he's even there anymore. He's probably long gone. And a man who's a drunk or a brute or vicious or cruel, or he's gone, or he's weak, pitifully, disgustingly weak, or he's gone. He went off with some other woman, or went off with another man, or went off to the bar to alcohol, or married his work, and he's not there. So the house is ruled by this woman who hates men. Okay, and she's angry at having been abused. You can't blame her, but then she takes it out on the kids, and the kids are living this hell environment. They go out on the playground, they go to school, more hell. Bullies, violence, drugs, cruelty, tease, wall-to-wall tease. See, and then there's academic pressure and study pressure, peer pressure, and pressure to get ahead and prove something, and sports pressure, and see? It was like hell on... So people bring hell on earth. And how do they bring hell on earth? How do they bring this hell to earth? Well, they bring hell... See, oh, but what I wanted to say is we stand between two worlds, heaven and hell, in this material plane. It's like a bridge. Okay? And so you're either moving one way or moving another. And if at some point you don't willingly choose out of love, okay, to go toward the good, see, the bright side, then you'll find yourself being dragged to the dark side, okay? You know, you've probably seen science fiction movies where there's some awful creatures and they come out and grab somebody and drag them away. Well, okay, that or cavemen dragging someone away. All right, well, that's kind of the way it is spiritually. You don't want that to happen. Okay, now some of you get a little taste. Some see, most, a lot of, for a long time we go through life and we sort of just drift through life and we go along with what people say and we see that our parents hate each other and are fighting and divorcing and everything. We go to school and we see the bullies and everything, but there's some good things too. You know, some of our friends are nice and we like, you know, our pets and, you know, we have dreams and hopes and aspirations. So there's some good there, okay? All right, but we get a little taste of possible that there's hell. See, we get a little taste, see that it exists because we see it in our family. So you get a little taste of it, so you don't want to go that way. You want to go the other way, toward the light, toward the good, okay? But what I want to say to you is in order to do that, in order to go toward good, you must separate from your thoughts, which are like a no man's land, and in your emotional condition that you are now, mostly those thoughts are controlled by the outside and by negative forces, okay? So you need to be able to separate from those thoughts, okay? So your soul is separate, and then you'll be able to see clearly what is, and you'll be in reality instead of in the dark world of illusion. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I'm talking a little bit of psychology today and metaphysics, okay? So you get a very nice lecture here in only, well, half an hour total. You get a lecture on psychology, metaphysics, and also on how to, and on wellness, how to turn your life around so you can become okay again instead of everything negative and not going well, okay? So I said that our biggest problem is not what's going on out in the world, although there are a lot of bad things happening. But how do the bad things happen? It happens through people. The hell comes through people. See, in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, you had Adam and Eve, and they lived in paradise, okay? Now, hell, or the serpent, okay, the serpent was outside. Okay, but then when the serpent, through Eve, talked to Eve, and she talked to Adam, and Adam went for the temptation, see, that came through Eve from the serpent, see, then when he went for that, See? Then the hell got inside. It got inside. And it's been tormenting human beings ever since. And how does it torment people? Well, of course, it gets people to do bad things on the outside. So you have war. See, you have war and rape and murder and violence and cruelty and wall-to-wall mayhem of all and wickedness and deceit and exploitation everywhere you look. Okay? But once again, it's people that are doing it. And how? Because there's hell in them. I'll never forget there was a... I forget what it was, whether it was a movie or what I... what it, I guess it was a movie. But there was some guy, he said, "There's hell in that woman. There's hell in that woman." Well, all right. So there's hell in a lot of people. Okay? So people walk around, and the hell got into them through, see what, through interacting with hellish people and through doing bad things. See, you know, when your parents, for example, when your kids and your parents said, you know, don't take drugs and don't be promiscuous and don't hang around with bad people and do bad things and steal and, see, things like that. Well, they weren't being mean or strict or too strict. They were trying to protect you. Because hell get, see, when you cohabit, when you do bad things, you do them at what behest? What is it that motivates you? See, it's something which is tempting you to step across the line and do something that you know in your heart is not right. And then once you've done that, then you've changed. See, you change. See, how did Adam change? Originally, he would have lived forever. See, Adam, he would have lived forever in paradise. But after sin entered the human race, see, if you read your Bible, you know, if you read it with understanding, then your eyes are opened to see what, see, Adam's sinned, and then he began to change. See, and then he died. Well, he died when he was 900-something years old, so it took him a long time, but he died. And then the human race continued to deteriorate because the new environment was what? The new environment was hell. The new environment was sin. The new environment was error. The new environment was deceit. So ever since that time, we humans, the progeny of Adam and Eve, are born subject to wrong authority, subject to deceit, subject to hell on earth. See? But what's important for you is not all of that. What's important for you is now to see that what's tormenting you between your ears, okay, it's not even you, but it got in, so now you have to learn how to deal with it properly, not struggling with it, not covering up and pretending it's not there, but standing back and observing it, okay, from an objective point of view. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD, a four-part meditation, to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome. Yes, this is Roland. See, your thoughts are always tempting you. See, they lie, your thoughts lie to you, and your emotions lie to you. See, The rosy thoughts, the thoughts that tell you, oh, you're okay, the wonderful person just the way you are, and you're doing fine, and everybody else is doing it, so it's okay, go ahead and do it too, and nobody cares, no minds if you take drugs or do this or do that, or, you know. See, all those rosy thoughts that cater to your ego, or the ones that egg, the thoughts that egg you on to challenge, to do wrong things. See? And wrong can be very subtle. It doesn't mean, you know, absolutely overtly, obviously wrong, like stealing something. It'd be very subtle, making the wrong moves. You know, leaving behind your beloved family to go off with some other person, for example, or flirting around with, playing footsies with someone at the office, or cutting corners here and there, or being a little bit deceitful, or fooling people. See, being, there's just many subtle things, okay? So whenever you do something that's wrong, see, I wish I could make you to understand that whenever you do something wrong, something is tempting you to do it. Something is teasing you. See the hell in other people, or misguided people, or it's in wrong thoughts in you, or the hell in you. But something is tempting you to make the wrong move, teasing you, challenging you, or comforting you. After you make the wrong move, it comforts you. You're like a bartender. You say, oh, a bartender, I drink too much, and the bartender says, oh, you know, have another drink. See, that's kind of how it is. So what you have to see is that you're being tempted away from what's right. See, right is very simple. Right is so simple. See, the people who walked with God, the people who had what was called faith, people like Abraham, Isaac, Jeremiah, Moses, David, Enoch, these wonderful people, Paul, Peter. See, these wonderful people, they had, life was simple. See, they lived each moment doing properly. See, each step they took was right, was the right step, and they just didn't do the wrong. See, they didn't do wrong by doing what's right. Or you could put it another way, an even simpler way, and saying by not doing wrong, they were doing what was right. See? So life is not that difficult. You know, if people are taking drugs, just don't do it. If people are going out late at night, don't do it. If people are stealing, don't do it. See, if people are doing foolish things, then just don't go that way. Don't do it. It's just so simple. Okay, so there you'll be, a very simple person, and it seems like, oh, you know, then the thoughts will tease you. Oh, who do you think you are? You think you're better than everybody else, and life is boring, and you need to be more, have more excitement, and blah, blah, blah. See, there it will be teasing you again. You just stand back and observe it. Don't go for it. Don't fall for it. Okay? You see how simple that is? And when you get the meditation, learn to locate your intuition, which is God's way of guidance. He gives animals instincts. He gives humans intuition. You kind of know in your heart what's right, okay? We need to get closer to that. So you're very close to your conscience, close to your intuition, then it'll be a very subtle guide. It'll be a, provide wordless guidance. You just kind of wordlessly know to go this way, wordlessly go that way, you know to go that way. You won't know how you know, but you know, and life will be so simple, okay? You don't need to do all this complex analyzing and trying to figure everything. See, that's your problem. That's another tease, trying to figure everything out. See, that's another temptation, trying to figure out why people are the way they are. You know, you see sometimes they have meetings, big meetings, you know, like I remember they used to have Elie Wiesel and Maya Angelou and, you know, people like that, nice people. And they would sit around, they would talk, trying to figure out why is there evil, why does evil exist, and so on and so forth, why do people do bad things? Well, you know, it's not going to do you any good to try to figure that stuff out, okay? That's another trap. You can get all caught up with a person, trying to figure them out. See, a lot of ladies get trapped into a relationship with a bad man or a wrong man by trying to figure him out. Don't try to figure other people out. See, they got their issues, and just don't try to figure it out. Just go about your business, doing what's living your life properly. Cultivate, your own proper little life, and things will fall into place. You'll find yourself eventually in the right place with the right people, doing the right thing, and you'll say, "Wow, how did this happen?" Okay, good things will happen, not because you schemed and planned them, because they somehow came into existence. A little bit of heaven will come on earth. Okay, through you. You'll be a better mom, dad, husband, wife. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Most of my listeners are getting the 15-minute program, so I have to tell you that the next 15 minutes are really, really good. So you really, really ought to go to the archives. Go to talktoapastor.org, look for the radio programs, and listen to the whole 30 minutes, because I really talk about how to bring heaven on earth, how to turn your life around. This is a very, very beautiful little talk. You really, really ought to listen to it, okay? My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.